Magical glasses!
There's Eddie. What do you think he is up to?
Huh? What's this? You can read someone's mind with these? Glasses that can read the mind? Bororo! Hi!
Hi, Eddie!
Bororo, what's wrong?
Nothing!
Something's strange. Let's take a look.
Nothing's wrong! I have to fart!
You're about to fart!
No, I'm not!
Let's see if you're going to fart or not. You farted!
How embarrassing!
These are magical!
Eddie!
Oh.
There you are!
Huh? Were you looking for me?
Yep.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Do you want to try this?
Thanks! Where'd you get the pie?
I just had it.
Huh. Let me put the glasses on and see.
It's from home. It's pie I made especially for you, Eddie.
I see. You made this pie just for me? Thanks!
How did you know? I'm embarrassed.
Thanks, Loopy! Seems fun. Glasses that can read the mind? Aha!
Eddie thought of a way to make glasses that reads the mind.
Yes! Let's go make the magical glasses! Oh, like this.
Oh, boy. It's too heavy. But no one's here to help. It's Eddie. I should ask for his help.
Like this.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Petty. And then make it like this.
Eddie kept walking without realizing that Petty needed help.
There. And then I can make it like this.
That was rude.
Vroom, vroom,
so then I need vroom. The lenses. And the strings to read
Eddie.
The mind, and then I got. Let's get started!
Vroom,
hi, Rhodey!
Vroom.
Krunk!
Good to see you guys!
Krunk, where's Krunk. Eddie? Eddie! Eddie!
Huh?
What are you making?
I'll tell you when I'm done. I need to fix it.
Eddie was too busy making magical glasses that he forgot his friends were over.
It needs to be fixed more.
I'm going to go. Eddie, I'm leaving.
Let me fix it a bit more.
Let's go.
The next part is...
It's so heavy.
Petty.
Huh?
Hello,
Hi.
Petty.
Hi.
Huh? Oh, I'll carry this for you.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
You're always kind, Poby.
Should we take a break here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite heavy. Let us know next time you have to carry something heavy. We'll help you.
Yup.
Thanks. But I asked Eddie for help earlier, and he ignored me.
Really?
He did?
Why would he?
I can't believe he did.
Oh, Tutu's here.
Hi.
Hi, Tutu.
Hey.
What's wrong? Did something happen? We went to go see Eddie, but he ignored us. I'm never going there again.
Come.
See? I told you so. Why would he do that?
Let's go on the swings, Krong.
Let's go together.
The friends were very disappointed in Eddie. What do you think Eddie is doing now?
Whoa, it's Eddie!
What's going on, Eddie?
Glad you're here. Do you know what this is?
They look like glasses.
Yup, they're magical. They can read the mind. Think of something, Rhodey.
Okay.
Let's see.
Ha ha ha! I'm Super Rhodey. I can fly anywhere.
You're thinking about flying.
Huh? How did you know?
I can see your mind. Now let's surprise the other friends. Hey guys! There you are.
Hi. Hi, Eddie, Rhodey.
Hey, can you guys guess what this is?
I'm going home.
Let's get going.
You're going? Why are you all leaving?
Why?
Huh?
Because everyone's mad at you.
Why are they mad at me? Huh?
You really don't know? When Petty needed your help, you just walked away.
I was too busy thinking about something else. I didn't mean to.
There's more. Even when Pororo and Krang went to see you, you ignored them.
I was so focused making these glasses, I forgot about them.
Still, when they needed you most, you ignored them.
I didn't know. What do I do?
I think you should go and apologize.
Eddie first went to Petty's house to apologize.
Petty! Petty!
Who is it? Eddie?
Hi.
Why are you here?
I came to play.
To play?
Yeah. Let's see. Let me read your mind.
What are you doing? You ignored me earlier, and now you want to play?
Petty's really mad. Do you need help with anything?
No.
Really? Then let me... I'll organize your books for you. Then I'll just leave them right here like this. Good, right? Didn't you say you had a box of luggage? I'll help you with that.
Luggage? Oh, I left it at the playground.
The playground?
Yeah.
Huh? Eddie quickly ran over to the playground.
I'm here. Where is it? There it is. Oh, boy. Why is it so heavy?
Eddie carried the heavy luggage to Petty's house.
The princess woke up from a deep sleep.
Petty?
Eddie!
Is this it?
Yeah. Did you carry that here?
Yeah.
It must have been heavy. Thanks.
Sure. Sorry for ignoring you earlier. My mind was elsewhere.
I see.
I promise it won't happen again. I'm gonna go now.
We didn't even play.
I have to be somewhere. See you, Petty.
Bye.
Eddie then went to Bororo's house to apologize.
Bororo! Krang! Bororo!
Come in.
Hi.
Hi. Why'd you come over?
To play?
To play? Krang.
Let's see what they're thinking. There.
What are you doing?
Krang.
He thinks he can make up for ignoring us, right?
Krang.
Well, they're both really mad. What do I do?
I'm going to play with blocks. Put the stand on. Krang. Try stacking the blocks.
Krang.
Let's see. Should I take a look?
I'm going to.
I'll make a tower for you.
That's it. I'll make one too.
Huh?
Like this. Stack the books and use the books. Finished. What do you think?
Whoa, that's impressive, right?
Wow. But how did you know we wanted to make a tower?
You can tell when you wear these glasses. They can read the mind.
Read the mind? Oh. Let me see.
Okay, here you go.
Stop! Krong, I want to see it first.
Krong,
me first.
Well, you can take turns.
Sorry, Eddie.
Krong.
It's okay. I don't need the glasses anymore.
What?
I realize that friends are more important than glasses. I learned a lesson today.
It took lots of time and effort for Eddie to make the glasses. But in the end, he realized that his friends were more important.